Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for joining us today and also for checking out our website. And I hope you subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes on Sunday by email. And also, I hope you'll check out the blog when you get to our site, which you can subscribe to. We'll send it to you, actually. You don't have to come get it. We'll send it to you if you want us to. Or you can check it out and all the other outstanding resources that are available at smallbusinessadvocate.com. They're all free. They're all made for you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And they're made available to you thanks to my organization and our outstanding corporate partners. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 300th anniversary of the birth of a great American, Benjamin Franklin. And if you'll allow me, I want to pay tribute to him in the next few minutes or so. I will do my best. I'm not the expert on Benjamin Franklin. One of those experts is Walter Isaacson, who wrote the biography of Benjamin Franklin, released within the last, I guess, year and a half or so, which we've had Walter on the show a couple of times talking about Benjamin Franklin, but he wasn't available today, so you got me. And I'm going to do the best I can, but I will tell you that I'm trying to imagine anybody in the history of America that I'm more impressed with. And I think you probably would be too. It's even today we can look around, and in the things that we have and the things that we that we say, how much of it we still attribute to this one man. And I've got a little chronology that I'm. And by the way, most of the things I'm going to use is in terms of facts and dates and that sort of thing. I got out of the Walter Isaacson book, the Benjamin Franklin biography. It says the title is Benjamin Franklin: An American Life, or we got it from the Franklin Institute. So the commentary is mine, but the facts and the dates and all that are from someone else. I want to give you just a little bit of chronology of his life, and I'm going to do my best to go down through here. I'm skipping much more than I'm going to be commenting on. The life of this man, it's hard for me to imagine. As I read about Benjamin Franklin, as I find out more about him, I say to myself, how did he do this? How did he do all these things on horseback and by sail? And walking, and how did he get to these places? He crisscrossed the ocean 8 times on his own and on the behalf of our country. And when you think about all the things that he knew and all the things that he wondered about and all the things that he did after he wondered about those things and to find out why they worked the way they did and how could he improve our lives by working on them, it's just amazing. As I said, today is his birthday, 1706. He was born in Boston. He attended for a short while Harvard School, but not for very long. His first writing was called Silence Do Good. They were essays, and that was in 1722. I guess that would be at the age of about 16, wouldn't it? He ran away to Philadelphia and started working for a printer. He had been an apprentice for his brother, who was a printer. And he ran away to Philadelphia from Boston and worked with another printer. In 1724, at the age of 18, he went to London. Think about that. Now, think about in those days, in the early part, the first quarter of the 18th century, he just gets on a boat and travels to London. That's, you got to think about how much courage that takes to cross the ocean back in those days. In 1728, he's back on U.S. soil, and he opened his own print shop. He bought the Pennsylvania Gazette, a newspaper, and started printing it, and started writing the Busybody Essays. Those were some of his other early writings. That was in 1729. 1732, he launched Poor Richard's Almanac. Now, who doesn't know about Poor Richard's Almanac and the common sense, pithy things that he said and that he published in Poor Richard's Almanac. And that was done, that was began in 1732. He was still a very young man. The stove, a wood furnace, basically. He realized that the fireplaces were very inefficient, and he invented what we now call the Franklin stove. You know about the electricity, right? You know about the kite and all that. He didn't invent electricity. That had already been discovered. What he did prove, though, was that lightning was electricity. And that led him to create and to invent the lightning rod, which protected buildings and still protects to this day, still protects buildings from lightning. So we know about that. He became joint postmaster of America. Many of you know about that. He helped to found the postal system of America. And while he was doing that, going around finding how long it takes for postmen to deliver the mail, he invented the odometer. So he actually created a device that he put on his wagon so he could tell how far he had gone. He goes back and forth to London later as an emissary of the colonies to help negotiate with him. The English love him. He goes back and forth over the next 20 or so years to France as an emissary, as a minister to France. He makes two trips over there, if I'm not mistaken. The French loved him. They thought he was great. He was elected to the Second Continental Congress in 1775, just prior to our Declaration of Independence, and he proposes the first Articles of Confederation. Now this is, I mean, like I say, think about your life. Think about the things that you've done in your life and compare any of that. My life is nothing compared to the productivity of this man, Benjamin Franklin. He negotiated treaties with France, trade agreements. He was part of the team that negotiated the peace with Britain at the end of the war. And he was also part of, in 1787, he was part of the Constitutional Convention, as you know so very well. He's the guy who, at the end of the proceedings, said that there was a sun that was carved, I think, into a chair, I guess it was. Or maybe it was a painting. A sun that was half appeared on the horizon. And he said, in the beginning, I didn't know if that was a setting sun or a rising sun. And now I know it's a rising sun. Benjamin Franklin, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I want to remind you of some of the quotes that he's famous for. 20 after, I should say. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. By the way, you can listen to the show a lot of different ways on the site. Live in the simulcast, in addition to being nationally syndicated on the radio, simulcast live on the internet all around the world. And we have a handful of different ways to shift time so that you can listen to it at other times. And not only the whole show, but individual segments of the show. You can check that out when you get a chance. We're celebrating the birthday of Benjamin Franklin, celebrating the man, actually. This is his 300th anniversary of his birthday. And I talked to you a little bit earlier in the previous segment about all the different things he accomplished. I want to point out that while he was in France, he proposed daylight savings time. He was the first guy to do that. I like that part about him because I like daylight savings time. He also created a fire department. He created a fire insurance company. He was one of the guys who helped to chart the Gulf Stream. Did you know that? The Gulf Stream, you know what that looks like, the flow of current that comes from the Gulf of Mexico and all the way over to England. He helped to chart that. And it's just an amazing man. By the way, tonight on the History Channel, Benjamin Franklin will be, they'll be featuring him, a two-hour program tonight on the History Channel. Be sure to watch that. It's going to be good. The book Benjamin Franklin by Walter Isaacson, I'm sure it's still available to be sold. Here is, I've got kind of a funky website. Just work with me here. I wish it were easier, but it's SLN.FI. I think that stands for Franklin Institute. No triple W's, just SLN.FI.EDU. There's got to be a better one than that, but that's the one I have in front of me if you want to find out more about him. Okay, I want to talk about some of the quotes. Many of them are funny. Some of them are very important, very educational. These are quotes that many of you have heard him say. A countryman between two lawyers, basically a client, between two lawyers is like a fish between two cats. I like this one. A learned blockhead is a greater blockhead than an ignorant one. I'm going to read that again. I like that one. A learned blockhead is a greater blockhead than an ignorant one. Here's a good one. This is something we all should think about. Benjamin Franklin said this, a man wrapped up in himself makes a very small bundle. And then here's a good one, an investment in knowledge pays the best interest. You know, we've been talking about that this week, the importance of training for our human beings who work with us. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. Benjamin Franklin. Here's a good one some of you will like. Beer is living proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. anybody, if you know anything about Benjamin Franklin, you know he had a great sense of humor. Here's a good one. Beware the young doctor and the old barber. These are so funny. All right, here's a good one. For all of you farmers out there, especially all of you who are sort of in it, not as a profession, you're in a hobby kind of thing, which a lot of people are. He says, beware of the hobby that eats. And then, of course, we all know he said, nothing is certain in life except death and taxes. He said that. Here are about five, though, that are good for small businesses, I think. And by the way, Walter Isaacson, the author of Benjamin Franklin, the biography, says Franklin was America's first entrepreneur. And I certainly think if he wasn't the first one, he certainly is the most important one and the most enduring entrepreneur. All right, here's what he says. Diligence is the mother of good luck. I agree with him about that. If you work hard, you kind of find out you get a little bit luckier the harder you work. All right, here's another one. Do not anticipate trouble or worry about what may never happen. And I agree with him about that. Sometimes small business owners get so caught up in imagining these horrible things that are going to happen to us that it makes us unproductive, and it keeps us from dealing with some of the things we have to deal with. He also said, do not fear mistakes. You will know failure. And boy, howdy, is that true about you and me. We will not be successful in our small businesses if we fear mistakes. And I like this one. Do not squander time, for that's the stuff that life is made of. And boy, is he right about that. And I encourage you to think about that a little bit. And then he says, this is the last one for us business owners, drive thy business, or it will drive thee. And that's true on many, many levels in our small businesses. Here's one of my favorites. I quote him all the time on this. Fish and visitors smell in 3 days. He's right about that, isn't he? Only he's not attributed with having said this, but I'm sure he also said, unless it's the in-laws, and that's 2 days. All right, moving on. Having been poor, Benjamin Franklin said this, having been poor is no shame, but being ashamed of it is. Having been poor is no shame, but being ashamed of it is. And he also says, he that waits upon fortune is never sure of dinner. And I like this one. I've said this many times. I didn't know who to attribute it to, by the way. I wake up every morning and grab the morning paper. If I'm not in the obituary papers, in the obituary page, I get up. Let's see. Here's one last one. Here's a good one we all should think about. To lengthen thy life, lessen thy meals. Didn't know Benjamin Franklin was one of the first diet guys, did you? 29 after. Happy birthday, Benjamin Franklin. We're glad we knew thee. Quick break, right back with our good friend John Stanton. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.